In 11 days, Michigan voters will decide who will hold a handful of statewide offices, one of them attorney general. The race pits incumbent Republican Bill Schuette against Democratic challenger Mark Totten, who was a guest on Current State last week. The 61-year-old Schuette boasts a public service career in Michigan that includes tenures as a state legislator, agriculture director, and an appeals court judge. He also served a term in Congress. As attorney general, Schuette touts his strict adherence to the state constitution. He points to his support of City of Detroit retirees whose constitutionally guaranteed pensions were threatened in the city's bankruptcy settlement, as an example. But liberal critics, including the challenger, accuse the Midland native of infusing the office with conservative politics. Among other grievances, they accuse Mr. Schuette of resisting same-sex marriage and medical marijuana and wanting to deny citizens the right to sue drug companies. I spoke with the Attorney General on Wednesday and first asked him how he tries to persuade undecided voters to support him.
What I do when I meet people, whether they're independents, undecideds, Republicans, and Democrats, is talk about my record and being a voice for victims in the state of Michigan, being a voice for the Constitution, and that I have a strong record and commitment on a broad portfolio of issues from consumer protection, environmental protection, standing up for the pensions of cops and firefighters, issues like that are important to Michigan's future. I talk about my record and talk about my calling of service to Michigan and America, and that the decision on Election Day is, you want to go forward to the new Michigan, or do you want to go back to the old Michigan? And I'm convinced that people want to go forward, not backwards to the lost decade.
What action have you taken as Attorney General that you're proudest of?
Well, you know what? I look at it this way, Mark, that what I've learned in the 4 years of being Attorney General, I spent 6 years in the courtroom as a judge on the Michigan Court of Appeals, but in these past 4 years as Attorney General, that if I listen real hard and if I'm on receive instead of broadcast, I can do a lot of things that are that help people and fix problems and provide solutions. And when I listen to Greg Trosak and Royce Hill and George Braxton, these are cops who worked hard in a tough city, Detroit, and worked hard, and their pensions, their retirement future, were having to be up in smoke because of the mismanagement of the Detroit pension system. It reinforced why I defended Article 9, Section 24 of the Constitution. Listen to their voices. When you meet with a victim of human trafficking, and I have, whether it's Leslie King in Grand Rapids or a young woman from northern Michigan and who got caught up in this dark world of human trafficking, it reemphasizes the significance of the Commission on Human Trafficking that I put together to provide added protections for victims, tougher penalties for these creeps who traffic young women. And so if you listen to people and apply yourself, you can do a lot of things to fix problems. And I think that's a major thing I've learned as Attorney General.
A couple of days ago, though, U.S. District Court Judge Arthur Tarnow took you to task for not being involved in one human trafficking case involving an Ypsilanti man who abused four kids for a few years, who he smuggled into the country illegally. Judge Tarnow wondered why your office was not involved. Why was that?
Well, I thought it was actually a pretty odd comment. I appreciated the fact that you've been watching my human trafficking commercials on television, so I did appreciate that, Mark. Judge Tarnow and I have high regard for members of the judiciary. I spent 6 years in the Michigan Court of Appeals. Has a history of being very lenient in criminal matters. And, the United States Attorney, and I have high regard for the U.S. Attorney who prosecuted the case, asked Judge Tarnow to sentence this individual for 5 years and He refused. I think that was a mistake. And what I'm doing is working with the Washtenaw County prosecutor, and we're gonna work on that case. This is a federal case, and the federal judge should have applied tough penalties and didn't.
Was that case off your radar, though?
No, the fact is it was a federal case, and what we've done, and my job as attorney general, we have a human trafficking unit, and we've had 7 convictions, and a strong voice for human trafficking, and the commission that I put together that brought an eclectic group. Mark, it had Republicans, Democrats, prosecutors, anti-trafficking activists, all coming together for one goal: to put into place legislation and victim assistance programs to help young women in human trafficking. And that was a leadership role I took, and it's a strong commitment, second to none.
You're listening to WKAR's Current State. We are talking today with Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette. Your critics complain of your past support of a measure that bars lawsuits against drug companies in Michigan. They really hit this hard. Why shouldn't a Michigan family who suffered because of the negligence of a drug company have the right to sue?
Well, you know what? This is, again, in this time of year, a lot of politics, and sometimes people ignore issues, fact, truth, and policies. And the fact is, since I've been Attorney General, Mark, we brought $143 million back in lawsuits against drug companies. Any law, the legislature could review, and I'm always in favor of having review on legislation, and I've served in Congress and served as a state senator. And the fact, what I've done is formed a grand jury to investigate the meningitis problem in the state of Michigan, where 22 citizens lost their lives. And when you've met with a meningitis support group, and I have, and I meet with my friend Penny, whose husband went in for a shot of immense pain in his that he was feeling, had a shot in his neck and his back, and then months later died. And when you talk with Penny, as I did, and you meet with the meningitis support group survivors, that underscores how important it is that I formed a grand jury, and I'm working in partnership with the United States Attorney in Massachusetts, and we're going to find justice for the survivors and the victims, and bring this pharmaceutical company out of Massachusetts. We're going to make sure that we provide justice for people in Michigan. That's what I've done. The rest of the stuff is just politics.
But there's nothing unique about Michigan here. They suggest that 49 states allow this, and we're the only ones that don't.
Well, you know, in Michigan, the legislature could choose to make changes to that law if they want. They haven't yet, and if the legislature did, I review that thoughtfully as well.
I'd like to get your response to one of Mark Totten's comments last Friday on this program. He and other detractors of yours have said you're wrong to suggest that kids without parents are better off in foster care than with same-sex foster parents. Mr. Totten is speaking here of Jane Rouse and April DeBoer, who are at the center of this. Let's listen to this, and then you can respond.
The state could actually take away our kids because we're not allowed to jointly adopt these kids, and we want to make sure that our kids have the security that they can stay with the only loving parent they have ever known. And that's why they brought this suit, and Bill Schuette has fought them at every turn. And, you know, there is nothing in the state or federal constitution that requires him to do that, and I would never use the resources of the office against parents like these.
Well, here's the facts, and again, you have to separate fact from fiction, and Professor Totten just has it wrong. The case that was before Judge Friedman concerned a Michigan statute that permits a gay individual to adopt, but the statute did not provide for a gay couple to adopt. That was the law in the state of Michigan, and that was the original issue. And Any of the other comments that Professor Totten has talked about, it's just not true. And the fact is, Judge Friedman had a case on a statute in the state of Michigan, and then broadened it to include the constitutional provision about marriage in the state of Michigan. And what I've said for some time now, Mark, is that the sooner the United States Supreme Court makes rulings in our judicial system, the sooner our judicial system, now in the Sixth Circuit, makes decisions on this issue, the better off we are. My job is to defend the Constitution in any provision. That's why, Mark, I've defended the Natural Resource Trust Fund clause, the Environmental Trust Fund clause, and prevented the legislature from raiding it. I said no, because that's a specific constitutional provision. I stood up for the admissions clause that says it's wrong, fundamentally wrong, to treat people differently based on the color of your skin, your race, your gender, or your ethnicity. And we got a resounding 6-2 ruling by the United States Supreme Court and affirmed our Michigan Constitution. It's also defending the Constitution is why I defended Article 9, Section 24, which is the pension clause, where I stood up and defended the pensions of cops and firefighters. And some people from my party said, why are you doing that? And I said, it's in the Constitution. And I will honor whatever the final decision is by our court system. And so the other comments by Mr. Totten, Professor Totten, they're just wrong.
Theodore Roosevelt famously commented that the Constitution exists for the people, not the people for the Constitution. Have there been occasions when you have doubted whether a Constitution always serves the best interests of citizens?
Well, you know, ours, Mark, is a nation of laws and a Constitution and state constitutions. And if the citizens of the state want to alter the Constitution, then I would honor and defend that as Attorney General, no matter what the issue might be. And so this is in the hands of people, and it's wrong to have an Attorney General making individual discretionary decisions on which provision of the Constitution to defend, because then you'd have, pick and choose, avoid the controversial, spicy issues, and then, maybe winking at other ones. And the fact is, the Constitution is not some salad bar where you get to pick and choose. And I took an oath, Mark. I took an oath to defend the Constitution and enforce the laws. It was not an optional exercise where an attorney general can say, well, these ones I'm going to defend, but these ones I won't. You know, if you apply that logic, then you'll have chaos in our society. And that's not what this republic is. It's not what the state constitution is all about. So those who don't understand that don't understand the significance of the Constitution.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette is our guest here today on Current State. If you're elected and the Sixth Circuit reaffirms Judge Friedman's decision to overturn the ban on same-sex marriage, what will you do? How will you proceed with that?
Well, you know, I'm waiting to hear what the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and I'll respond in a rapid fashion whenever they make their decision. And I've served 6 years in a courtroom. I've spent 6 years in a courtroom, 4 years as Attorney General. And what I never do is try to prejudge any opinion. That's not how I understand. That's not how I conduct myself as an attorney general, nor how I conduct myself as a judge. My sense of things is that on any issue, I want to be the best informed and know the four corners of all the opinions. And when the Sixth Circuit rules, I'll read the opinion and analyze it and issue an immediate reaction. And you'll be one of the first to know.
If this were to go, though, before the Supreme Court, and you must have thought about this, do you feel the argument would unfold differently there than it has here in Michigan or at the Sixth Circuit?
Yeah, you know, obviously the United States Supreme Court surprised everybody by not taking a case up in Utah that it was farther advanced in the appellate process, and they chose not to review those cases. So we're now awaiting what the Sixth Circuit might do. And I'm not going to prejudge the three-judge panel in Cincinnati. But when they do issue the opinion, I'll have an immediate very rapid response.
Just one more question on this issue, and we'll move on. Judge Friedman did say that the expert witnesses the state used at that trial were not credible. He described one expert's testimony as, quote, entirely unbelievable and not worthy of serious consideration, unquote. Do you think the psychological experts the state brought before Judge Friedman may have more sway at SCOTUS?
You know, again, I have high regard for members of the judiciary. I've worn the black robe. I've been a judge. I have high regard for the judicial system. And that's the beauty of democracy. We have, three branches. And, Judge Friedman's comments, again, I'm not going to look backwards. I'm going forwards. These experts have testified in other judicial proceedings. I'm just going to leave it at that.
You signed on to a federal lawsuit arguing against tax credits for individuals who purchase insurance on the federal exchange. A study that came out this summer from the Urban Institute found that if the D.C. Circuit Court rules in favor of eliminating those credits, individuals and families here in Michigan could end up losing over $1 billion in credits in 2016. Why did you sign on to that lawsuit?
First, the Urban Institute has it wrong. This is about a constitutional flaw, Mark. The fact is, if Congress wanted to, the rules issued by the IRS, an administrative agency, and the Congress, the statutory language, didn't match up. And so Congress could fix this. They could fix this issue. But the fact is, there's a constitutional flaw, and everybody knows that Obamacare is a mess. And you remember those famous words, if you want to keep your health care plan, you can. Well, we know that's not true. There are 25, 26 attorneys general who've challenged the Obamacare individual mandate. We've seen numerous constitutional questions come into play. And, Professor Totten, if he wants to make this race about supporting Obamacare or not supporting Obamacare, I'm happy to have that debate. And the fact is, there was a constitutional flaw. Congress can change it. There is a split in circuits right now. There's a court in the court system. There's a decision in the state of Oklahoma that was supportive of the lawsuit. There are other ones that will be reviewing it. And again, the courts will make this decision.
Bill Schuette is the Attorney General for the state of Michigan. He is up for election here on November 4th. Many thanks for joining us.
Hey, I've appreciated this very much, Mark. You have a great day.